Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. We're live today at Titans training camp here at Ascension St. Thomas Sports Park. We'll be at the Omni Nashville Hotel tomorrow, looking forward to that. Dr. Crane is back at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. The buzz. J.C. Latham going to join us in just a few minutes, the offensive line kind of wrapping up some stuff, and then he will be he'll be over here. So looking forward to a conversation with him.
Yeah, he'll I'm looking at, he's got a nickname that Deion Sanders gave him called the Trench King.
Oh wow. I didn't know
that. That's what you know, and Wikipedia is never incorrect.
Oh no.
So see what that is. But no, it'll be good. I mean, it's J.C. Latham, number one pick. See how he's doing.
Yes.
Vital to this team going forward.
Looks like he is walking this way.
God, he's as big as the bubble.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. Like, I don't do it as much now since Derrick Henry, but, like, I remember the first time I saw Derrick Henry, I was standing next to Floyd, and Floyd just starts laughing, and I'm like, that's a big boy. Like, that's a big man. Like, you know, and Floyd's just like, yep.
Right.
He sure is.
It's like tight end.
Yeah, for sure. So, J.C. walking over. And we'll join the program momentarily. We'll get him all set up here. Joe, you talk
good
for a second.
Go. I'll do that.
JC, how you doing?
First round draft choice for the Titans back in April. It's good to have him here, of course. On. Be the left tackle for the Titans and hope he's here for a long, long, long time to get things done and get him in before. We were going to talk mostly about Alabama football, if that's okay. Is that all right?
Yeah. He's all about Alabama football. Yeah. J.C. Latham joins us on the program now. J.C., how you feeling?
I feel great, man. Day two, made a lot of corrections from day one. And, you know, I mean, as a player, you know, you just want to get 1% better every day. So I feel like I went out there and did that today. So, you know, still things to correct. But, you know, you can improve on a lot of stuff. So.
Did you have, you know, yesterday, I know you've gone through mini camps and all that stuff, but going into your first NFL training camp, as a rookie here with the Tennessee Titans, were there butterflies? Were you like, was it mixed emotions? How was it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I've never gotten nervous for anything. This is the first time I've ever been nervous.
Wow.
You know, just waking up yesterday knowing that like today was the day.
Yeah.
I was kind of, it was a little bit of butterflies in my stomach because, you know, this is something that you dreamed about since you were in middle school, honestly, elementary school, you know. So now that you're here, you know, OTAs was one thing, but now knowing that, you know, you walk in there and you see we got San Francisco, that's the first preseason game, and the timer on it, like, you know it's real, you know. So, yeah, it was a little bit of butterflies, but once, you know, the bullets started flying, you know, everything went away, and you just went out there and played.
So, coming in here, you know, you're taken out of Alabama, and I know you played a lot of the right side, but you played the left side. They want you on the left side here. What's that adjustment been like, even though you're just now kind of getting into the nitty-gritty of it, but what has that adjustment been like so far?
Yeah, I mean, true story, when I got to Alabama, I was a left tackle, and I never played right, and Evan Neal was there, so I thought how it went was you kind of put the best player at left tackle, you know, so I'm not going to say, oh, I'm better than Evan Neal, you know, I mean, I know he's been here for 2 years, started as a true freshman, so I'm assuming
right.
Saban's going to put him at left, and then so I'm like telling myself, all right, let me start working out at right tackle. So that I literally started training right tackle like the day I got to Alabama. So didn't have no background experience in it. So it was a different type of transition. But once I got my foot wet and, you know, things started flying, I was good. And it's the same thing coming here, you know, played left going into college. So it's just kind of just riding the bike again.
Your Alabama legendary football coach Bear Bryant said football comes down to two things: blocking and tackling. You talk about all the extracurricular things going on off the field. At what point, though, will you be comfortable just to let your body, what you do, block and block and block? Is that going to have to take over when you get on the football field, all the mental, instead of all the mental stuff, or does it got to work together?
Yeah. I think it's a lot of different things, you know, but it does come down, especially on the offensive side. You know, you don't get nowhere if you can't block, you know. I mean, you look at all the great teams, and the teams that were short, you can point out two teams, the Alabama team that 2021 year, and, you know, the Joe Burrow team when he went to the Super Bowl. You know, both teams were at different levels amazing, you know, breaking records, MVPs, whatever it was. But, you know, they didn't have the best O-line, you know, and when it came down to it, that's what made the difference in, you know, reaching the top of the mountain. So, you know, blocking is probably, as far as an offensive player, the most important part of any facet of any play.
Your offensive line coach, Eric Walford at Alabama, loves you and says you are going to be the best left tackle in the league. When you got a guy who knows you deeply that way and says the future is so bright, how does that make you feel?
I mean, it means the world to me, you know. When he first got there, you know, it was my sophomore year, and the first thing he came in, he was like, he told us straight up, he said, you guys can put all the blame on me, you know, all the shortcomings, all the errors that you guys had last year. We're going to correct them all. And, you know, I felt like he walked into a unique situation with the transfer portal going on, guys leaving, coming in and out. You know, he only had one real offseason to develop the guys that he recruited. But, yeah, I mean, he just took a different level of accountability, and he held me. You know, he'll yell at me just as he'll yell at, you know, the fourth-string guy who's on scout team. You know,
right.
He didn't care who it was. So when you got that type of praise from a coach of that caliber, it just means the world to you.
J.C. Latham is with us, Titans left tackle. And, you know, you got Peter in his second year. You're in your first year. How big is having Lloyd there as a free agent signing, a veteran in this league playing center? How beneficial is that going to be?
Yeah, I mean, it's beneficial for the experience. You know, he played with the Denver Broncos. So coming over here, you know, we're just talking about, you know, how the NFL is being from a guy who's a real vet. And I'm not saying Peter or anybody else isn't a real vet, but guys who played multiple years.
Yeah.
You know, you get to talking like, hey, what do you see out there? Like, how is it? I mean, he went to LSU, so that's a SEC team. And
you don't hold that against him, I know.
Yeah, nah. Yeah. I think they won. I think that was back when they were like winning really good, like blowing teams out. And so, you know, he's seen a lot of great talent. So, you know, being in the NFL, I'm asking, like, how does it compare and all that stuff. So we have a lot of talking conversations. And, you know, having that guy just right next to me and Pete just means the world. So
have you gone one-on-one drills yet against the defensive end, like Harold Landry and those guys yet? Have you done that so far?
I haven't went against Harold Landry. I went against AK a couple times already and just a lot of different guys. But it wasn't really one-on-ones. Honestly, it was live periods, basically.
You know,
guys going 100%. So I've seen just the speed of the game. So the first day out there, I was kind of a little caught off guard. I remember we ran the first play, was wide zone to the right. And I'm thinking, because we're just in helmets, you know, and I see guys – it's a different type of speed and intensity being in the NFL compared to college. So, just having that type of speed out there just really helps me get adjusted to it.
So Coach Bill Callahan comes in here and, you know, a unique situation getting to coach with his son as the head coach. But he's well known over the league of being a great offensive line coach. I know it's been a short amount of time, but how much have you learned to this point just working with a guy like him?
I mean, I learned a lot. The day I got drafted, I think I called them and asked for the playbook, you know, so I can get right into it. And that was, like, the start of something. I didn't even know how deep it was finna get.
Yeah.
Like, I see, like, you got one play and you see it on eight different looks and eight different calls and all that stuff. So we're talking, and then it's each call has its own set of techniques within it, you know, and then you got the cadence. So we were just talking about the basis, trying to build a foundation with that. And then once we started elevating a little bit above that, you know, talking about, you know, looking at film with Trent Williams, you know, he coached him a little bit, looking at film of him, you know, the greats, you know, Lane Johnson, Taylor Lewan when he was here,
yeah,
you know, guys like that, Laramie Tunsil. So we watched film on that just to see, like, hey, this is similar technique to what we're doing here on this play. You know, this is what it should look like, and it's being done by a great guy. And he's going down to the intricate of the foot and the ankle angle that you're taking off the ball, you know, uncoiling and all that type of stuff. So it's been amazing. I love learning from someone like that.
How much do you practice when you're walking around, say, your house, your drop step? I mean, just kind of like, I'm sure at some point of the day you're just kind of like practicing that. Do you do it all the time?
Yeah, I try to get a feel for it. I like to play video games to take my mind off of things.
Yeah.
You know, sitting down in the chair is similar to kind of being in your stance. You know, you're already low, so I kind of get my foot into the posture that, you know, I want it to be, you know, just every once in a while just to make sure, like, hey, okay, this is the weight distribution, things like that. But I try to do all my work here before I go home.
Okay, so college football, 25, you're playing that?
Yeah.
You're doing a dynasty with Alabama?
So that's the thing, because I wanted to stay in the SEC. I didn't want to pick Alabama. They're too OP. I wanted to build up. So I started with Vanderbilt, actually.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, okay. So we're back-to-back national champions. We're going to go three-peat.
You know, you obviously just missed it, but how cool is it, like, if you look at the Alabama roster, you see guys you played with last year, like, you know, in finally we got the real players on the game. That's got to be cool.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I'm so excited.
I mean, you're
for
on Madden,
guys.
So that'll work out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited for those guys. You know, I know that's a lifelong dream for them. I'm not gonna lie. I was a little bit salty when I was in my freshman year. They announced there were like rumors college football is coming back, and then for 2 years they never made an announcement.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my junior year, they're like, it's coming back. It'll be out this summer. I'm like, of course I'll be. So I was a little bit salty, but it is what it is. So I'd be interested to know what my rating would have been, though, seeing other guys' ratings in there. So,
have there been any tournaments or anything in the locker room yet? I mean, I feel like that's got to be coming.
Yeah, it's definitely coming. Yeah, nah, but we really just play against each other online, no matter you know what it is. We try not to pick a crazy team or whatever, like Alabama or Georgia. We just try to pick two random teams and just go out and scheme versus scheme, really. So,
you led Vanderbilt to back-to-back national. Yeah. Look at you.
That's awesome.
Nate Johnson, I took him all the way.
Just tell Coach Callahan you're going to be a coach now, man. Here's a question for you. Today is Bryce Young's birthday.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, you're absolutely
right. All
right,
here's
right.
a question. If you know him so well, how old is Bryce Young?
He's 23.
My man.
Yeah, 23.
Well done.
Yeah, he's 23. I got to reach out to him. Yeah.
Well done with that.
So, speaking of Alabama, Coach Saban announces his retirement and just like rocks the college football world. Yeah. But you will forever be able to say I was on his last team.
Yeah.
How special is that to kind of have that bond?
It hit me in two different ways. I was working out, getting ready for the combine, and I get an alert that said, like, from Twitter, and I never get Twitter alerts, so I don't know how I got through. But it said Nick Saban's retiring. So I'm like, all right, I'm not believing this. You know what I'm saying? We almost made it to the playoffs with a team that nobody thought we could even – I mean, we almost made it to Natty, to a team that nobody thought we'd make it to the playoffs. You know, so I think
I was devastated for you in that game.
I'm thinking that, you know, another good recruiting class and, you know, guys buy in, you know, to the program, I think they can go all the way and win it, you know. And then my agent hit me up and he told me and everybody's texting my phone. So I'm like – I'm in shock, you know, seeing that a guy of that caliber, you know, finally hanging his hat. But, I mean, he deserves it, you know. Well, I think it was 7 national championships at Alabama, 6 or 7. And then, you know, he's a great coach. He develops young men, so that's really what he's great at, you know, on and off the field. But, yeah, I wish I would have just – if I kind of felt that was coming, I wish we could have just sent him out with a natty one more time.
Is it true he – like when you come into his office, he's got the ring sitting on the desk?
Oh, yeah.
The coffee table?
I
such a flex.
So that was another time. Like, I wasn't nervous, but I was starstruck. I had a meeting with him. I wanted to ask him as a freshman. I was like, hey, what's some things I can do, you know, to be better and help the team? And I went into the meeting. So you had to talk to his assistant first, which is crazy. I never had that before. So I go to the assistant, and I'm thinking I'm finna walk in. She's like, yeah, you got to come back tomorrow at 2:30. That's when he's available. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I come back. I'm thinking it's going to be casual. As soon as you walk in, all the awards, the rings, and it's like one big diamond room. Like, so it just caught me off guard. So I'm like, all right, don't say nothing crazy.
Oh, that's awesome. One piece of advice you would give to the 17-year-old J.C. Latham right now?
Yeah, I mean, just stay working, you know, just keep working hard. I mean, at that point, I was at IMG getting ready for Alabama. I mean, it's going to be a lot of tough days, you know, but one thing that I kind of forgot a little bit was that we're all doing it, you know, and sometimes you'll feel like you're by yourself working hard, but, you know, it's other people out there who's trying to work just as hard, you know, so the sooner you realize that and the sooner you understand that there's guys out there who's willing to go further than you, you know, then that's when you really got to put the pedal to the metal and just crank it up a notch, crank it up by 10. So
beautiful.
Well, JC, we're excited for you. I know this is just the beginning. And, you know, as we were saying, bringing you in, I think you're going to be here for a long time. But really looking forward to watching you grow and to play. And thanks so much for doing this. It's good to meet you.
And call Bryce Young.
I got you.
Call Bryce Young.
Appreciate you, brother.
JC Latham joining us here on the program. Good way to end it. That'll do it for us. We will turn things over to Willie and another former disciple of Nick Saban, Derek Mason, that is coming up next. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.